to the Brilliant Perspectives podcast. I'm your host, Jalen Bowden, and you are about to dive headfirst into a community learning how to live a relational lifestyle with God. Last week, we laid some groundwork by talking all about the favor that God has for each of us, not because of our performance, but because of our identity in Christ. Today, we're going to build on that foundation by diving into what we like to call situational or specific favor. And hey, today's episode is just a glimpse into our exclusive 10-day challenge happening right now on Brilliant TV. It's not too late to sign up, and you'll be joining myself and Graham Cook as we explore how to partner with the Father to walk in constant, continuous favor. Our heart in this is for you to see your everyday challenges as opportunities for adventure. Because in the reality of the kingdom, those challenges are actually our training grounds, where our faith and recognition of God's favor are strengthened. We hope that today's teaching empowers you to see every situation as a testimony of God's love and provision. And if you enjoy what you're hearing on the podcast, be sure to check out the link to our 10-day challenge in the description of today's episode. Without further ado, let's dive in with Graham Cook.
Welcome to Constant Continuous Favor. I'm Graham Cook, and today we're going to explore how to recognize and experience the favor of the Lord for the specific circumstances we encounter in life. Favor isn't about everything going smoothly. Favor is at its most essential when everything is not going as you expected it to go. That's what we're training for, to recognize and partner with the favor of God no matter what is occurring. As we said last week, core favor is rooted in our relationship with the Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. It's the favor of our inheritance as children of God, as heirs and joint heirs with Jesus. It's the favor of Christ in us that we live in, move in, and have our being in. Situational or specific favor is where God goes before us, making deposits of favor where none previously existed. It's where His true nature is proven in our relationship with Him. We're partnering with the Holy Spirit to recognize and discover where favor is present, which gives us some great opportunities for adventure. Our core favor gives us confidence because you have known and experienced who God really is for you and in you. You're filled with peace and hope. You become certain, convinced, and optimistic that God has made provision in Himself to encounter His favor in the events around your life. Core favor allows you to stay, to stand, and to be still until you see where your situational favor is present. God is the God who has gone before you. When situations present themselves, you don't react to them. You turn your heart towards the Lord in anticipation. You allow expectation of His goodness to rise up from your spirit. Then you can begin to ask Him, Lord, when you went before me in this, what did you see? What's the favor you've deposited where there wasn't any before? And from one of the episodes in our Life Question series, I love this one. Jesus, if you were looking out of my eyes, how would you see this situation? These are the master key questions of situational favor. Remember, if God doesn't answer initially, then it's about the joy of simply being with Him until He chooses to answer eventually. It's important not to come with your own expectations of God's favor and how you want Him to fulfill those. That's essential in a lifestyle of favor. Your expectations are focused on who God is for you in this place, not how you want Him to show up. I remember coming into the airport before a 16-hour flight to Australia, and I'm anticipating God's favor. I'm always ready, always looking. I come expecting an upgrade. I don't always get it, but I'm going to ask kindly. On this particular flight, no upgrades. The plane is absolutely full. Sometimes God made a long flight feel like a short one. But after about 3 hours, this flight felt like 10 or 12 already. In the seat next to me, there's a mother with a baby that's teething and crying, plus she has two other small children. So I'm asking the Lord, okay, you saw fit not to provide an upgrade to first class. I'm pretty sure this flight is gonna last a week. I have a fully packed schedule when I land, but I know your favor is present. So Papa, what am I missing? When the meal came, I cut the mother's food up so she could eat it with a fork whilst nursing the child. We get talking about children and me being a grandfather. She needed to sleep, so I asked the flight attendant if I could rock the child to sleep in the crew space. The attendant reassures the mother that they will watch over both of us. She is desperate for sleep and agrees, and I take little Simon and I walk up and down the plane for about 4 hours, which means I had 4 hours to pray for him. I figured I poured about enough prophecy into that little fellow to last a lifetime. Eventually, the passengers and the mom begin to wake up, and I wrote out some of the key things that I felt the Lord was saying about her son, and she was so grateful. At some point in all of this, the flight attendant said to me, "That's the kindest thing I've ever seen." My reply, honey, don't get me started on kindness. God has been relentlessly kind to me for more years than I can remember. And then we're off into a great conversation. Do you know what my favor was? As I was going through customs, I realized I wasn't even remotely tired. I would have no jet lag the entire trip. And when it was time to return, the same flight attendant that I spoke to had made sure I received an upgrade for the trip home. You can't dictate how the favor of God will be present in a situation, but you can be confident that it's there. That's what those situations are there to do. They're there to strengthen us. Beloved, it's our core favor that gives us the stamina to stay focused until our situational favor becomes apparent. You have to train for this kind of favor. You have to partner with the Holy Spirit in the joy and peace in believing. The God who knows the plans He has for you, Jeremiah 29:11, and who goes before you, Deuteronomy 31:6-8. He is perfectly capable of thwarting any enemy purpose and causing you to receive something significant for you to inherit in your relationship with Him, regardless of events. You're always learning who God is for you. You have the opportunity to encounter His unchanging, unceasing, unfailing true nature. As we always say in Brilliant, it's the situations of life that are your training ground for favor. So when situations arise that feel pressing, we ask the Lord, what is your highest good for me in this situation? If you remember one question from this series, remember that one. No matter what is occurring, we push the pause button in life and we ask, Papa, what is your highest good for me in this situation? And then we look for it. Not from an earthbound problem-solving perspective, but from an elevated position that favor gives us to anticipate goodness and majesty. Everyone loves impartation, right? For someone to lay hands on them and impart favor. But that's not really how it works. That culture of impartation can sometimes create a learned helplessness and passivity that needs to be overcome with the passion and the intentionality of the Lord in your life. You're not helpless, and you're certainly not hopeless. You're not meant to be easily overcome, or resigned to the way things are, or be inactive in your faith. We are looking to Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. There's a rich process in training for favor that the Lord and we want to see you experience, so that when circumstances resist you, you actually become stronger. When distress wants to fracture your focus, your training in favor allows you to see through the distractions and discover God's provision. And when there are times of permission and breakthrough, you'll know how to engage with God in establishing those into your everyday experience and begin to grow exponentially in Jesus.